Welcome to the podcast, Rory Harmon, the superstar point guard at the University of Texas. Rory, thanks for joining us on Nothing But Net.
Thanks for having me.
Well, good morning. I mean, it's early morning. We're taping this. What have you done already? It sounds like you had a full day.
I just lifted weights. I moved weights so I can be on this wonderful show. So.
Oh, see, that's the kind of teammate you are. See, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Rory, I define you in a lot of different ways. Your energy, your motor, your IQ, your skill set, your energy, your enthusiasm and joy for the game. Which one would you start with?
With all the things that you listed, I would say, I feel like I bring a lot of good energy, competitive energy, joy for the game. I'm saying, like, if you watch me play, which you have, I think the energy is what I bring, for sure.
So define for us the difference between what you would call good energy and competitive energy. Where do you see the difference?
I think good energy is, like, just being energetic in, like, a positive way, like, just being positive. I think what separates, like, good versus, like, competitive is, like, I guess it's more passionate. Like, it may not always, like, look like, oh, I'm just being happy, smiling with the great energy, but just bringing more. It could be mad energy. It could be aggressive energy. It's more, like, competitive, showing that side where it's, like, not always, like, happy-go-lucky, but, like, if we need to stop, we're going to get a stop, or if this shot goes in, like, we're all, like, hyped and lit. So, like, I don't know, I just feel like that's a good question. I feel like I bring more competitive energy.
Yeah,
it's just cool. Like, more like, if you're not, if I'm playing hard, like, a lot of other people start playing hard, and being more competitive. If I show my fire with, I don't like messing up, I don't like making mistakes, I don't like losing, so I show a lot of energy when it comes to those things.
You can see it. I would say winning. It defines you as a winner. I mean, you're never going to take a playoff. I don't ever think you look tired. I don't even know if you sweat, honestly. I mean, you just nonstop. How do you take care of yourself? You're an older player now. You know, like, they like to call you an old lady over there at Texas because you've been around for a while. How do you make sure you're taking good care of yourself?
Honestly, it's just one of those things. Like, I just do maintenance. Like, I haven't really had too many, like, nagging injuries throughout even this season, and in the summer, but I'm, like, constantly in the training room, and people would probably think, dang, what's wrong with her? Like, I mean, all my teammates are usually in there, even if there's, like, nothing wrong, but I do a lot of maintenance things to, like, just, I wouldn't say preventative because you can't really prevent much, but which obviously we've gone down a few players. So I think it's just been more of a thing that's in the back of my head of, like, okay, like, I don't want to be that next person down. You can't prevent, like, freak accidents, but there are other things that you can just, like, control, like, the way you feel. And so I do a lot of, like, maintenance, even on, like, my ACL knee. I don't really have any problems with it, but the weather's changing. The joints start feeling different. definitely feel the surgery sometimes when it's really cold here. Ooh. So, you know, it's just, like, warming up really well, like, rolling out, getting in extra stuff with our strength coach, Brandon. So, yeah.
Yeah, Brandon's fantastic. I've seen Brandon around for a long time. The rest and the recovery and the stuff that you guys have at your disposal, post-game, practice, pre-game, after practice, like, are you a hot, cold tub person? Do you get massages? What do you do? Because people don't really know how much goes into it when you say maintenance.
Yeah, so whether that be, like, stim and heat before practice, just to, like, you know, just wake up the muscle. But I do, like, cryotherapy. We were fortunate enough, a couple of our great donors got us a cryotherapy machine. It's, like, full body. I'm making a goal. I kind of slowed down a little bit because it got cold outside, but I'm going to make it a goal, like, starting, it was, like, last week. I started last week to do it every day when we're at the gym, because I want to feel better, you know? And, so that's something that I add. And then I also picked up, like, a nice little partnership with a massage place here. Even though, like, we do have our own masseuse, every once in a while here that does our massages. I do a massage once a week too. And I do a lot of soft tissue, a lot of scraping, just on things that may like just feel extra tight. And then I'm trying my best. I also got like a yoga mat for my apartment. So I'm trying my best to stretch more. It's crazy that you realize like you don't really stretch that much in the day. So I think doing all those things and like putting it together, like I do feel like I do feel pretty good. Like I know we're playing a lot of minutes right now, but I do feel pretty good.
Well, you should feel pretty good overall. I mean, nobody has won the schedule in the non-conference that you guys have won, beating South Carolina and UCLA. And then you got a big game coming up on Sunday. Let's talk about the UCLA-South Carolina experience, first of all, because you're MVP. You get this big, fat ring. What'd you do with the ring? Where'd you put it?
It's actually I usually don't, like, keep my awards here in Austin in my apartment. But I've kept a few, you know, just like a nice little reminder. But I kept the ring. It's in my second bedroom in like the shelves. So I have like a shelf that has like nine cubes in it. And so I have like, I think six awards, including like my basketball that I was given to the university for becoming the all-time assist record leader. So some of those things just like, yeah, as much as they're like nice awards and stuff, like they do kind of keep me humble in a way. Just a reminder that there's always something to reach for. So
if you have nine spots in the cubicle and six are already filled, what are you going to fill the other three with this season?
It'd be nice to be another All-American. That would be a really great accomplishment. I think that would be I'd be the first four-time All-American here at the university if that were to happen. And then, obviously a national championship trophy would be great. another one, any, you know, like first team SEC or, defensive team, any of that. I think that would be some nice hardware to add.
Well, I think that's realistic. What you're talking about. I mean, it feels realistic. Let's talk about the, all-time assist record, a record that stood for 40 years. Cammy Etheridge is one of the all-time greats. I don't know if you know this, but it's one of the trivia questions I love to throw out there, that Cammy Etheridge is the only Wade Trophy winner that did not score 1,000 points. That just shows the impact that she had on the floor. So when she, if you know that about her game and you know what kind of person she is, and she puts out that great video about you, congratulating you, what were your emotions when you heard her, and do you have a relationship with her at all?
So, I sat down with Jody Conrad, obviously her coach at the time. And, we had a really good, like 20-30 minute conversation, and she was basically just educating me and telling me about Cammy, which is, I feel like, is very important here. When you come to the University of Texas, like, there are a lot of people that came before you that kind of paved the way. And she was one of them. And so I don't really have that like connection with her, but learning that much about her and even how she was as a person, like I learned that we were pretty similar in our competitiveness. And so once I saw that she had that message to say, and it was just so nice. It wasn't like, oh, congratulations on passing me up. It was like something that you take pride in when someone like at that stature of that level to say such nice things about you. It's like something that won't ever leave my head. And I felt really good to know that she obviously is still paying attention to her university, but it feels really nice to know that I'm the all-time assist leader now. And I continuously am learning about the history of Texas and just trying to understand like who came before me and who paved the way for me, basically.
I think it's important because it puts it in perspective what you've accomplished. It also shows great respect for those that came before you. I mean, I know you have a giving heart and you're a servant heart and you play the game like a servant. You know, I always look for people that try to make the game easier for their teammates. And there's a lot of things that you do on the floor that make it easier for your teammates. I want to ask you about your relationship with Vic, because when I was at shoot around for the North Carolina game, I noticed the relationship between you two, and I knew it was already good, but it seems like it's at another level. Like in practice, the conversation the two of you have, he stays on the top of the floor. Every rep you come back, you're sort of circling by him, whether he says anything or not. The body language between the two of you is definitely connected, whether you're speaking or whether you're just kind of in the same area and you sort of know what he wants. He knows what you can do. How much fun has that been? Because you can pick Vic's brain all day long, but how about the relationship between the two of you and how it's evolved?
That's a really good thing that you notice, I think, because it's completely not forced. We're very authentic when it comes to each other. We've had really like nice deep conversations in his office, and it's not just because I'm the point guard, but I think it's just we actually genuinely care about each other as people, and so that definitely just helps on the court. But it's honestly fun because I feel like now I know exactly what he's thinking at all times. I've been here way too long to not. But like I said, I think his whole system really heavily relies on basically the point guard, me, and so I like that responsibility. Yeah. You know, I think I'm very capable of being the point guard and being responsible and accountable for not only myself but my teammates. And so it's nice to play for a coach that's so smart in the game and that thinks the game so well. And like I said, it brings us closer together because we both hate losing more than we love winning. It's just everything that we think about has to do with winning. Like, we may butt heads, but it's all because we want to win. And at the end of the day, like, we definitely just love each other. It's definitely that type of bond. And I think when my other teammates see that, it's good for the team and good for the team chemistry.
Vic's notorious for spending the night in his office, watching film. He overworks, he overprepares. He's got an incredible knowledge. Do you ever sometimes just say, Vic, go home, go see the dogs and go visit your wife, Holly, and get the heck out of here? Do you ever say that to him? Because I know he said it to you. Get out of the gym. Go rest. Go home.
Yeah, but is he going to listen? Probably not. I don't think there's a time where he's like actually done that because I said so. But, you know, it's still worth saying because we still have a whole season left. He might take my advice on it one day. But, I mean, that's just kind of what makes him great. Like, I think that's why our season has gone the way it has gone because he's always preparing for like the worst situation. And unfortunately, that's just what you have to do in basketball. You kind of have to look on the downside as well as like the good sides. And so it would just bother him and he would go sleepless if he realized he didn't prepare enough or prepare us enough for the game. And like if the game doesn't go the way that we wanted to, or it's not going to be because he didn't prepare us or he didn't try his best to. And I think that's, what separates him a lot of the time, in my opinion.
And I think that's part of what makes your connection with him so special. Let's talk about two things here I want to know from you from an IQ standpoint, because a lot of times people say after an injury, you sit on the bench. Obviously, you coached up Madison at the point guard position the year that you were out. But then there's another level. You go to the Final Four. You come back for another year. You got a chance to elevate your IQ in a different way. Which one of those experiences do you think you have learned more from? The injury and what you've had to overcome, or the disappointment of making it to the Final Four and then not playing your best basketball?
It's definitely the injury. I don't think anything much as far as like winning and losing a basketball game can, it will teach me a lot, but that's just 42 hours in my day. Yes, it's an important game, but when you have to struggle with the mental aspects and challenges and the physical challenges of like going through an ACL injury that takes you out for a really long time, it takes a lot more of a toll than like winning or losing in the Final Four, if I'm being honest. Even though, like I said, I think that game is very important and everyone wants to win a national championship, but there's so many things that happen in 10 months, even more than the 10 months, even when I came back last year to play, like it was so much every day in practice, every day I'm reminded, it was just a lot of things that I learned about myself. And I just kind of like took a back seat. Like I was able to finally see stuff from a different perspective. And I think that was just the biggest thing for me. Like I learned how to finally be patient. Like I learned that during rehab, you can't skip steps. You can't just be like, oh, well, you're starting to look good right now. Let's just scoot you up. Like you can't do that with ACL recovery. There's like a time and everything that you have to meet at a certain time. Like you can't cut corners. And I feel like that's just not how I've been thinking about my life. And so, it definitely, I learned more about myself, like, and the team. Obviously our team is different this year, but I learned about Coach Schaefer. I learned about Maddie. I learned about like all the returners, like just seeing everything from a different point of view. And there's nothing that, hopefully I don't have to go through anything so significant again, but I learned so much in that time, and it's almost like a blessing in disguise.
Well, we're glad you're healthy and you had an option for another year, because like I started the podcast with, your pure joy and energy is so infectious. It's like must see. It's hard to take your eyes off of you when you're playing, because you just seem to be everywhere. Sometimes there seems like there's two of you on the floor. I want to ask you about this weekend coming up, Baylor, ABC, on ABC television. It's a made for TV event put together by ESPN Events. I did have a hand in helping put this event together. I'm so excited that Baylor and Texas will be matching up in Fort Worth. It's just set up to be a really fun environment and a fun game. What are you most looking forward to about playing in an event like this?
I'm just looking forward to compete, like just the opportunity to play basketball again. I don't take like game days like lightly as much anymore, because one, it was taken away for a really long time. And two, this is like my last year to play for the university and with my teammates, for Coach Schaefer. And so being able to play basketball again is just, that is for every game. But for this game specifically, like just to play Baylor again, I feel like I haven't played them in a while myself. I know they played Baylor while I was injured, and it's just been a while, and I think that rivalry is very well needed in this moment. But it's going to be a really competitive game. Like we always love playing those competitive games. We don't really like to run from those games. We embrace those games. And I think our team as a whole, like we just really embrace like the preparation that the coaches like put into these games. It makes it more fun. It makes it more competitive, and there's just more passion behind it. And honestly, this shows like, it shows more of like what our team, it shows more of our true colors in this moment. Mm-hmm. You know, when you play a top 20, I think, are they, they're 13?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, like when you play a team like that, I think it really reveals like who your team is and like who you really are when the lights come on. So I always love those moments, because it really just gives a glimpse of like how good we can be. And I'm just super excited. Yeah. I mean, we get to travel, you know. I know some of my teammates don't like to travel sometimes because we get back late, but honestly, those moments are really nice, because we actually spend like a lot more time together on the road versus like at home game, and we have really good conversations. Like it's just really fun. I would really enjoy being around my teammates.
And being around your teammates, the last question for me is Madison Booker, also back-to-back player of the year in two different leagues. I give you credit and an assist for her being the Big 12 player of the year that she had to play point guard in your absence. What's it like playing with Madison, and what makes her so unique and special?
She just came off a triple-double, 28, 10, and 10. And I think me and her are out of five people in Texas to do that. And she was asked about it in the interview after the game, and she, you know, of course she sounds really humble, and I'm sitting there like, of course, like she sounds, that's just who she are. That's just who she is. And it's just such a big deal when you do something like that. But she's like grown so much, like tremendously. We may have not played as many games as long as we've been on the team together, but I just seeing her growth and being able to play with her. I was telling somebody else, like when me and her are locked in, like together mentally, like, and you can tell, like you can see it on our facial expressions when we're talking and looking at each other, like I don't think we could lose a game when we do that. Like when me and Madison are locked in like that, I don't think that it's possible. So, and it just goes to say, like, her as a player and as a person, she's so humble. She's just a great teammate. She's a great player, obviously. But I think aside from her being one of the best and one of the greatest right now, it's just her as a person. You know, I just, she's just so humble and she just wants to make everyone else around her better. She just wants to do what is best for the team. And I really appreciate like her and people like that. It's such a big difference. And she's learned how to be a leader and help me lead this team. And so it's just really good stuff over here. Really good culture. I'm just really proud of her. Like I said, especially off her triple double, and her thing is like, she's like me, like super hard on ourselves. And you go to film the next day, you miss only five shots. Like she missed only five shots the other day out of 19. And I just know she's like thinking about those five shots. So it's just one of those things where I just feel like I know her so well over the course of the years. And it's just so great to be your teammate.
The way you play around your teammates is so good for our game. So as a fan of basketball, I want to thank you for putting in all the work that you put in to help elevate our game, especially on the women's side. You're an incredible teammate. You're a joy to spend time with, Rory. You definitely are the definition of the who answers the three W's of a good point guard, who to get the ball to, when and where. And I love spending time with you. You've been gracious with your time with me through your career. And I still have all those videos that you and I cut.
Yeah.
I'm going to start throwing those out because I think people need to see where your game is and just how you think the game. So thank you so much for being on Nothing But Net with us. It's a joy to be with you.
Thank you so much. It means a lot. Thank you.